In this bulletin, Labor attacks the Morrison government over its handling of aged care, Queensland looks to make changes to its close contact rules, and in sport, former hockey roo Sandy Pisani dies of cancer at the age of 63. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese has attacked the Morrison government over its handling of aged care, saying the sector's fallen into crisis on the coalition's watch. Thousands of aged care workers in Queensland, Western Australia and South Australia have voted in favour of strike action over low pay and understaffing, which Labor says it supports. Mr. Albanese says his party's five-point plan to overhaul aged care includes pay rises for staff based on Royal Commission recommendations. He says he wants every dollar invested in the sector to go towards better care, food and outcomes for older Australians.
Aged care workers are despairing. This is tough work. It's physically demanding. They have faced with circumstances whereby they're in an aged care home and they have three buzzers going at once. Which person do they go and lift up? They have people who are living in their own soil, unable to be changed for days. There is a crisis in this country, and that's what this election is about.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has hit back at criticism that his government's mismanaged foreign relations in the Pacific after the Solomon Islands signed a security agreement with China. Labor has described the pact as the worst Australian foreign policy failure in the Pacific since World War II. But Mr. Morrison says Australia can't tell Pacific leaders what they can and can't do.
The risk of China seeking to interfere within our region I have known about and have been taking strong action about. I mean, I was the one who stood up and called out China on the pandemic. I was the one who called out their interference. I was the one who did all of this and I was the one criticised for it, including by the Labor Party. So I'm pleased the Labor Party are catching up on this issue.
New research shows climate change remains a major concern for most Australians as they head to the polls. An Ipsos survey has found that 83% of Australians are worried about the effects of climate change, with nearly 45% believing that the federal government is doing too little to combat the issue. Almost 60% of those surveyed say their vote this election will be influenced by a candidate or party's climate policies. Ipsos Public Affairs Director Stuart Clark says concern about climate change policy is nationwide.
Whether you're in metro Australia and big cities or you're in regional areas, the views are very consistent. And I think that's something that, again, has the potential to really impact the election cycle this year when we're looking at marginal seats and seats out in regional areas, is that there is quite a degree of concern around climate change and demand for action in regional places. And I guess a lot of that is probably driven by the fact that those areas have been impacted by natural disasters.
Health authorities in Queensland are weighing up whether to follow New South Wales and Victoria and ease restrictions for asymptomatic household contacts. New South Wales and Victoria will on Friday night scrap the requirement for close contacts of people with COVID-19 to isolate for 7 days. But they'll still have to wear masks indoors, use rapid antigen tests, and avoid sensitive settings like hospitals and aged care facilities. Queensland's Health Minister Yvette Darth says there's merit to having the same rules across the country, and will discuss with Chief Health Officer John Gerard whether to take the step. The AHPBC has previously recommended a nationally consistent transition to the removal of close contact rules. To sport, and former hockey roo Sandy Pisani has died of cancer at the age of 63. The South Australian made her debut in March 1981 against Austria at the World Cup in Buenos Aires, eventually making 85 appearances for the Hockey Roos, including in the gold medal winning team at the 1988 Olympic Games in Seoul. She also captained the Hockey Roos from 1985 to 1986. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. mostly sunny in Perth with a top of 29 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 20, a possible morning shower in Melbourne and 17, a morning shower or two in Hobart and 14 degrees, partly cloudy in Canberra and 19, a shower or two in Wollongong and 20, showers in Sydney and 22, a shower or two in Newcastle and 24, partly cloudy in Brisbane and 28, rain at times in Cairns and 29, and partly cloudy in Darwin, 36. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.